freaks and geeks, gals and ghouls, and welcome to another Spooky Adventures of Corpses for Conversation, where we talk everything in the realm of horror, sci-fi, action, gaming, comic books, anything, you name it, we love it. Sometimes. I am your host, Toxic J, along with
Richard Zom,
Evil Ed,
and gentlemen, we've come to an end. Not yet for the season. In the Blumhouse trilogy, that is Halloween. We are talking about Halloween Ends that was just released Friday.
Come and get me, motherfucker.
Fair warning to everybody, this will contain spoilers, so if you don't want to listen, you don't have to, but we want you to, at your own risk.
Keep yourself in the refrigerator if you don't want no spoiling.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Okay, so everyone knows I've made it very clear how I feel about this movie, but before I give my opinion and my perspective on it, I'm going to go to you, Zom. What did you think? Actually, well, before you answer that, Zom never seen Halloween 2018 and Halloween Kills. So he was literally just marathoning this right before we hit record. So what did you think overall?
All right. Well, I would say, gentlemen, sit back, get comfortable. This will probably be a little bit of a lengthy explanation since good old TJ did let you guys know that I haven't seen the 2018 Halloween, nor Kills, nor Halloween Ends, which I just knocked out between last night in through today. It was my first time out watching Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends under Blumhouse's direction, of course. I liked them. They were good, but they were lackluster in the way of the kills. The kills really didn't cringe me. They didn't make me get all freaked out how the original Halloween series would, where I'm like, oh man, these are pretty gnarly kills and stuff. These kills, I was just like, eh. Storyline wise was cool. They kind of got misdirecting on some things. Halloween 2018 was all right coming out the gate. I liked the middle part of Kills. I didn't really like the beginning or the end of that. Even though when they see the townspeople gang up on them, I'm like, cool, this is it. This fool's getting the shit kicked out of them. And then you see the silhouette homage moves at the end where he just starts picking people apart. And I'm like, how? There was like 20 of them. They're putting, bricks to boots and asses to this dude. And he just gets up from that, like 2x4s, baseball bats, crowbars getting shot. I'm like, come on. I understand he's an entity and he's a being and he has this supernatural, ungodly fucking human strength. But that was a huge stretch for me with that. And as far as Halloween Ends goes, it was good, but I didn't like the misdirection because it threw the whole storyline off for me, where I was just like, what? Okay, so you guys decided to branch it off to keep it going, but then at the end you decided to pull the plug because there's no fucking way you're going to bring back Michael Myers at this point unless he's a vapor ghost entity that's going to possess somebody moving forward.
Then that's when you call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying from the movie. I liked it. I liked the creepiness and the look they gave him. But my thing was the kills weren't like they used to be. And prior to us recording, I was talking to Evil Ed about it. Blumhouse is good, but I can definitely see where they have their little niche market in horror. They're definitely a B-rated studio, in my opinion, which is fine because B-rated horror movies are what's that. But it doesn't have the same capture like it used to. The kills are just, it's watered down, basically, for me. I'm not scared by it.
What about you, Ed?
So when Blumhouse originally announced they were rebooting the franchise, I was a little skeptical, but I actually really enjoyed the 2018 one. Loved it. Version was great. Thought it was a great successor, especially creating a new timeline and making it much more grounded. And it felt much more realistic, which was great. You know, especially Jamie Lee Curtis has grown so much as an actor, and they allowed her to really act in this, which is fantastic. And then I enjoyed Halloween Kills. Like, similar to Zom, there were certain things I was just like, I don't know. But by the end of the day, I still enjoyed Kills. I know a lot of people didn't. It was that final climactic fight where it was like a bunch of people are ganging up on this dude, but he gets up like nothing. I said, okay, wait, did we just not establish this is a more grounded, realistic take on Michael Myers? Okay, so is he supernatural or is he not in this timeline? What are we doing? Overall, I enjoyed Kills. Halloween Ends. I'm sorry. I really wanted to like this movie. I really did. But damn it, they dropped the ball. I had no idea what the storyline was. And mind you, I said this in the last episode, I believe. I'm a one trailer person. I only like watching one trailer for a movie. And for the one trailer I watched, I really feel it was a misdirect of what this movie was going to be. You know, you're thinking it's the final, it's that, that's it. You know, Laurie took a backseat in Halloween Kills because this is the final moment. It's going to be Laurie Strode versus Michael Myers. But both characters take a backseat in this movie. And it's like, what the hell? It felt like a very forced Romeo-Juliet thing with a little bit of Halloween mixed with it. I was like, what's going on here?
Well, as for me, for the 2018, I actually, you know what? This timeline in the Halloween franchise is probably hands down my favorite. I loved 2018. I loved Kills. And you know what? I am in that small minority that loves Halloween Ends. I'll tell you why. Overall, I think this was it was something new, different, completely unexpected when it comes to Halloween Ends anyways. Now, like everybody else, everyone thought 2018 was, you know, awesome, you know, a good continuation from the original. A lot of the hate started to come when, you know, Halloween Kills came out. And you know what? It's a fucking horror movie. And people want to expect this is like Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction, shit like that. No, it's a simple premise. Guy stalks girl. Girl gets away. Guy comes back from the dead or whatever, depending on how many sequels. This is to seek revenge. I don't understand why people hated that movie. And it's fucking ridiculous, especially within the horror community that think they're like snobs. And honestly, I'm not trying to disrespect everyone. Everyone has their own opinion, especially like the younger generation. They think they know way more than the older generation, which I still can't grasp. Like, no, like I've been watching these way longer than you were ever existed. Be that as it may, the harsh criticism was like, oh, not enough story. It was nothing but brutal kills, you know, mindless killing left and right, blah, blah, blah. All right. So they do Halloween Ends. Less violence or kills, more story. And they still fucking complained. In the end, you can't really please anybody. And that's what's really frustrating about this. There's two franchises that I hold near and dear to me. And Ed and Zom, you both know. One is the Predator franchise. And two, it's the Halloween franchise. I take those to heart. Yes, I do get a little defensive at times. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I tried to see the outlining, the real story behind why they did this and what they did, you know, and what direction they went. Like me personally, like Halloween Ends was, it for me, it was a satisfying conclusion to the Blumhouse trilogy.
I agree with some points. I like that it was different. I like that they were doing a different approach. Like even when it came to the Corey character, that's in this when you watch the film. I like the actor who played him. I'm not sure how to pronounce his first name, but Rohan Campbell, who played Corey. I think he did a great job what he was given. You felt sympathetic with the character. You felt sorry for him at times, but then he will flip it. You're like, oh man, no, there is something dark in him. The problem with that is what's the idea of introducing is Michael supernatural? Can he pass his essence into someone else? Because, you know, that was a little weird segment. It's like while he's hiding in the sewers, pretending to be Pennywise, like what's behind that? Because I really like the Corey character. But I think it would have been best if he wasn't in a love thing with Allison, because that just ruined it for me. Because I liked Allison in the 2018. I liked Allison in Kills. I loved that character. But I feel like Ends just ruined her by making her feel like this angsty little teenager. It's like, don't tell me who I can and cannot date. And it's like, okay, you're ruining the Corey character for me. You need to step aside, because that just, it didn't work. I think it would have been a better idea. She should have been the one to have more scenes with Corey to make sure he didn't actually fall that dark path, take him under her wing. That would have been a more interesting story. That would get more Laurie Strode and more of the Corey character. I think that would have been a stronger development for the story.
Going back to what Zom had said earlier, I'm going to have to say I disagree, especially when he talks about in the original, the kills were XYZ. But the thing is, in the original, honestly, all those kills were mediocre.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man?
Now,
what
was the build-up
for the kills?
Not even that. And, like, you know what? Like, John Carpenter said so himself. He wasn't set out to make a masterpiece. They were just trying to make a movie. But as the years go on, it built up this whole legacy. Oh, this is a masterpiece. But back then, they didn't think that. And probably a lot of the critics never thought that, too. They just thought it was like a B-rated horror film. Just like Trick or Treat, 2007, 2009, it picked up a following. And word of mouth reached. And the whole Michael Myers craze that happened. Even to this day, what is it, 44, 45 years later? Going on 45. It's still relevant today. It's 2022. You're going to have to be a little more graphic in your deaths or your kill scenes. I mean, obviously, if they did that kind of stuff back in 1978, oh my God, this would probably be in the porno section. Me personally, I loved, okay, I don't want to say love. Sorry. This was really good for me. I enjoyed the character development, enjoyed the cast of characters with Corey Cunningham, Laurie Strode, Allison. And so, especially just in the whole dialogue situation, I leaned over and even told Poison, I'm like, this seems very Rob Zombie-ish if it was done right.
I can agree with that, because even though a lot of people aren't fans of Rob Zombie's rendition of Halloween, I liked it just for the simple fact that if you pay attention to the filming, he actually made sure it had that same capture of essence of how they recorded it, the old school style, where the scene was more gritty. It had a darker tone to it. So that it encapsulated you to be more drawn into it. I appreciated that. Now with kills, there was a couple cool death sequences there of how he killed them that I thought was phenomenal. Like when he had the one homeboy over the island and he turned him into a human chopping block. That was fantastic. What lost me is when he went to stab the one homegirl in the neck with the light tube, and us being former backyard wrestlers, TJ, when I saw that, I was like, there's no way that would have happened. It would have disintegrated in his hand. It was right when he went in to stab her in the neck like that. It would not have outlaid that way. And I'm probably getting the movies confused, but I'm pointing out death sequence here is because there was a couple of cool ones. There was ones there that I didn't really find impactful, scary. Original Halloween, yeah, you're right. They were mediocre, but it was the technique of how they went about building the suspense sequence behind it that made them more impactful. Watching this, you knew it was going to happen, but there was no buildup how they used to do it to the suspense where you go, oh, shit, this dude's getting fucked up. You're just like, they're going to come around the corner, get stabbed because they're being stupid. That's what I'm saying that I started noticing in the movies now.
But yeah. Sorry, Ed. Like, but the slasher genre and horror movies in particular, if you're really smart, it's all the same formula. And like, it's expected nowadays. So that's why, like you had said, Zom, oh, they're going to turn the corner. He's going to get stabbed. You already know how everything lays out, even if you've never seen the movie before.
Yeah.
But like, you know, back then, no one knew what to expect. So that's why that whole suspense was a lot better then than it is now. There are few movies, few and far between nowadays that are like, oh shit, I've never seen that.
Two other things I wanted to touch on that I thought were great, since I'm trying to be fair with the kills. The funniest kill for me was the couple, that one guy who was like the nurse, but he was dressed up as a doctor, and then his wife is the nurse who's the real doctor. When she was trying to brand that big old hand iron she had, and she was firing at him, and when he kicked the door and that gun whipped around and she shot herself in the head just because of the movement and the sequence, I thought that was fantastically well done. That I was in stitches. I was cracking up. That was so well pulled off. And to go back to Allison, I hated that chick. Not because I didn't think she was a great character, but the stereotype of what they propagated in that movie again about a female being into the bad boy type of dude. I'm like, are you really going to go that route with this? Like, if that wasn't the biggest take a dump on the film right then and there, I was like, dude, they should have killed you off straight up.
Yeah, 100%. I said the same thing. It's like, I liked her in the first two, but then they just like, okay, we don't know what to do with you. We're just going to make you act like a little teenager.
His whole storyline sequence, to go off of what you said, TJ and Ed, I thought it was great. I completely looked at it like you see the end of the movie, for those who were paying attention, the spoilers are going to happen. But when you see the end of this movie and how they cut that short, it was a complete waste of the actor's time, the script's time, the storyline, the whole, like, it was just, why even do it if you were planning just to just do what you did? Like, you killed the whole premise of having the franchise continue on right then and there. And especially the ending sequence of how you took out Myers. Like, there's no way for the movie to come back unless it's, again, a body being possessed at this point from the essence of Michael Myers, which is just kind of redundant and already been done a ton of times.
I would say this. I think this movie is introducing the idea, because Toxie J posted this on his social media a while ago. And I would have to agree with this, is if you pay attention to the text that's used for the opening credits and even the end credits, it's very similar in an homage to Season of the Witch, Halloween 3. And for those who are familiar with Season of the Witch, you know that film, technically, there is a little quick Michael Myers cameo, but it's not about Michael Myers. It's not based in Haddonfield. It's a whole different thing. I think they used that specific text in this for a reason. For those who don't know, real quick, is because at the time, Halloween was going to turn into an anthology franchise. If that's what they're planning to do now, to continue having the Halloween title going forward under Blumhouse, do some new stuff, because I feel like even with Laurie's narrating, which honestly I did not like in this movie, I did not like her narrating. You had two films with no narration, now you have narration. Made no sense. It felt like she's talking about the idea that evil, it's an essence that's always around. So I think if the idea is that there's always going to be evil out there, you could probably just create new characters and new stories. Okay, cool. Again, I go back to, I really liked Corey. I liked this character. And I would have been 100% behind him taking on the mantle of Michael Myers, or even if he went on with the Scarecrow mask. That was cool with me too. But then just to kill him off, it was like, what was your point then? You're just a MacGuffin now. You're just a plot device, not an actual character. Because you spent the first hour, Allison and Corey, and you're just like, okay, what now?
So Halloween Ends, 2022, is directed by David Gordon Green. Written by David Gordon Green, Danny McBride, everyone forgot that he actually helped co-wrote this movie, Paul Logan and Chris Biner. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Starring Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode, Jude Courtney as Michael Myers, along with Nick Castle. I don't know if Nick Castle I know he did a cameo in it, but I don't know if he actually played a scene in Michael Myers. I know he's done in the other two, but I don't recall if ever announcing that
Nick Castle being in the credits for this one.
So, and like you said earlier, Ed, what's his name? Rohan Campbell as Corey Cunningham, which that's like one of my new favorite characters in the franchise. My opinion, though, distributed by Universal Pictures, the budget was actually $20 million. And right now, as it stands, and we're recording this on a Sunday, the box office is actually $58.4 million. So it already made its money back. Regardless if people loved it or hate it, it's going to make money regardless.
I mean, yeah, of course it's going to be. It's an institutionalized classic horror icon staple. Fans are going to watch it no matter what, just to see how they're going to outlay the continuation or the Halloween End storyline ends type of premise.
What competition does it have right now?
Nothing really.
Exactly.
It'd probably go down a little, you know, because next week, Black Adam, which will we be reviewing?
Yeah, Black Adam will be cool to review. Two things I wanted to go over with you guys as far as the movie goes, and I wanted to get your opinion because I had to step away from the screen for a minute. You fans didn't get to see that, but I had to step away from the screen in a minute, so I probably missed some dialogue, but I want to backtrack here that I noticed that kind of threw me off about Halloween Ends. Now, I'm not saying I didn't like the movie. I thought it was great, but there was things about it, of course, I didn't like within the film. What threw me for a loop, because we're supposed to see Michael Myers conveyed as this non-emotion having killing machine, but that relationship he built with Corey, when you see him stop from destroying him initially, and they have this like psychokinetic bond of misery between the two of them, and you see it's almost like a father-son relationship, like he's going to pass the mantle down to Corey type thing, and they do that tag team tandem kill later on in the movie, that kind of threw me for a loop. But the other thing that kind of I really enjoyed it, I'm pretty sure loyalist fans of the Myers and Halloween series won't. All those crazy shots, even though they were like blurred out or kind of faded away, if you see his real human face, like they did fantastic to truly not show you the whole realism of what he looks like to keep the mystique there. I thought that was really well done on their part. It added the creep factor to it. But I know that some fans probably didn't enjoy that. And with you guys being long-standing horror fans of the franchise, what do you think? I can already see you smirking, TJ, so go ahead.
No, actually, I didn't mind it. I like it to show some, like, human side of Michael Myers. He kind of looked, I don't even know why, but he just reminded me of a character from Poltergeist when I saw him without his, like, mask. But it just also shows the vulnerability of the character. And you don't need to have him supernatural all the time. And that's the thing, though, because when, spoilers, like we said, everyone, you know, when Michael grabs Corey's throat and then they exchange, like, the look, they can sense evil, yada, yada, yada. Now, in Halloween, the original, they never really explained why he really turned. You know, what kind of evil? I mean, okay, they brought it up a little in Halloween 6. It's like, essence of evil can't resonate with another person? No. We live in a society where they're real-life monsters, but people are complaining about imaginary ones in our cinema. It's a fucking joke.
I gotta listen to people get shit.
Do you remember what I told you?
Back
do you
up,
remember
back
what
up
I told
a fucking
you?
Minute here. 1 minute. When the fuck did I ever ask you? Get this through your head, you motherfucker, you. That's the only reason. Without me, you're fucking warned, you motherfucker, you.
To answer your question, I'm sorry. I kind of just totally went off on a rant there. I like the character, or I like the unmasking. I like that part. What about you, Ed?
I liked it. I like the way they filmed those scenes. Like, I didn't mind seeing that vulnerable side of Michael to make him look more human. I 100% was behind it. But my only issue was kind of going back with what Dr. J was talking about earlier is, okay, in this timeline, what is Michael? Is he human or is he something more of? Because sometimes he comes off superhuman, sometimes he doesn't. So I just felt like this timeline didn't know what they were doing. Michael came off more human in the original. It's like, but how is he surviving all this? And then, yes, once you get to the last timeline with Halloween 6, Chris and Michael Myers, it's explained about the Thorn stuff and that whole cult. And he's a little bit more than that. That's all retcon now. That has nothing to do with these.
Well, so, if you get shot 6 times in the chest and live, I mean, they're kind of like, they're already like pitching, oh, he's immortal. I mean, I'm not saying we should get shot 6 times and find
even
out.
When you have, but then you have like Corey getting shot a few times at that very end. And again, it was like, all right, did he pass that supernatural instance? Like, that I didn't like. The unmasking was cool. I liked seeing that vulnerable side of him. I liked that they didn't film that whole lighting on him so you didn't see him. Because by the end of the day, he's the Shape. You know, and that's the cool part too, is like Blumhouse wants to capitalize on that. The boogeyman, and the boogeyman can be anybody. Okay, cool. But then don't introduce a nice character like Corey and then just take him away.
Yeah, I saw that they kind of stretched, I don't want to say believability again, because it is a movie and we know what we're walking into for it being what it is. It's not a shot at the directors or Blumhouse itself. I don't know if someone on the editing floor really just didn't point that out or they didn't care at this point. There was a few times where they kind of overdid being on the death door sequence for characters, like the sheriff getting stabbed in the jugular by the psychologist with the freaking awesome pen scalpel thing he had. The fact that he lived through that, I was like, come on, dude. Myers just went and stabbed the lady in the neck with a light tube, and I'm supposed to believe that, you know, she was checked out. That would pretty much, in a sense, kill you straight out. And he had that happen. That character survived.
I like that character, actually. So yeah, I'm glad he didn't die.
Yeah, but it's the fact that they show that over-accentuating, like, you're going to die in this sequence, and he doesn't. And then you see it happen again with going back to Corey getting shot, didn't immediately die, got stabbed in the jugular too, because he stabbed himself. Spoiler alert. But then he still had enough time to be alive without bleeding out, which only takes a matter of seconds to minutes at that point when you cut that carotid artery in your neck. I'm supposed to believe Myers comes back and then Corey's magically alive just so he can break his neck for more additional overkill. That was a little, I was like, that wasn't needed, but okay.
Yeah, it's building on that stereotype of that last one jump. It was like, come on. You know, if you're building something new, something a little different, because again, you go off that 2018 version, just like, okay, this is much more grounded. They're trying to do their best to stay away from the stereotypes. We know these last movies weren't great. I'm glad these movies exist especially with the last ones being the Rob Zombie iterations. Please take those away. I 100% prefer this. I even prefer Ends over the zombie versions any day of the week. It was like...
Them's fighting words, sir.
Them's fighting words.
Hey, I will watch Halloween Ends over Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 any day.
Okay. I'll take that as a win. I'll take that as a win.
Right. Level of disrespect.
Because yeah, again,
disrespect from both of y'all.
Because I would say this: look, even though I wasn't too happy with Ends, I think talked to Jason a little earlier. I prefer this timeline 100%. I will still watch this timeline over the other ones. I like the other ones. I like 4 and 5. 6 was all right for me. Hated Resurrections, even though there was a lot of things that I didn't like in Ends. I was missing a lot of the characters from the first two, from Kills in 2018. Because a lot of them took the backseat, even Laurie Strode. The execution wasn't there for me with a lot of the cool ideas in this. Again, big spoiler, because a lot of people were assuming that Laurie was going to die in this. But nope, she survived.
I never even thought about that she was going to die. I knew she was going to end up killing Michael in the end. So I feel like
they were both going to die. I feel like they were going to take each other
that
out.
That part, okay. I was like, if she is going to die, they're going to go out together.
Together.
But I didn't see... By herself, no, she was.
And I already see people like taking that negatively. But for me, honestly, I actually liked that she had a happy ending. I liked that she survived.
She's been through 40 years of hell.
Exactly. This woman has been tortured. This woman has lost her children. So the fact that she did have a happy ending, I'm 100% behind that. I like that ending.
I want to talk about, because you had said it earlier, about the whole Corey and... Oh, crap.
Allison?
What was her name? Allison. There you go. I forgot her name for a second. The whole relationship thing. At first, when I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, this is happening too fast. But then I stopped and I thought about it. And talking from personal experience, not on my part, though, on a loved one, though. Not on my part. You know, sometimes tragedy can bond people together faster than normal.
Agreed.
The whole opening sequence of what happened to Corey, and then... Allison's whole ordeal with Michael Myers. They both feel lost. They don't belong in society. You know, hey, let's do this together. And dude, shit like that really does happen.
That's true. I agree with that. But here's the problem, though. For Allison, it's been 4 years. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to fully recover after what she's experienced after 4 years. But she's had time, especially with someone like Lori, who's clearly trying to do a lot better as well on raising Allison as her own. With the whole Corey character, that's pretty recent. All right. You've had time to deal with your pain, and you have family and friends. She had no idea what Corey was going through because his mom was a bitch, and I'm glad she died. The stepfather was a great character. I hated that he died.
Oh, I hated that, man. He was a great guy.
He was a good dude. He
innocent
was a good
party.
Dude. I like he was the only character, and I forget the stepdad's name, but I like the stepdad.
I think it was Frank. I could
because
maybe
even that scene where he's like, you know what? No, I'm going away, and I'm leaving with Allison, and the mom's throwing a big fit. But then it cuts to the stepdad, him just going, "I hope you find love." I was like, dude, I needed more of that relationship.
Did you see that look on his face when that preppy little kid shot him in the head, and you see Corey's reaction, just like,
"Oh, now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now."
That was like, you took away the one person
like
that
I'm gonna
actually care about.
Oh,
and you
dude,
know what? Like
that death scene was dope.
I wish it didn't cut away. I wanted to see it.
I did like that character, like the stepdad. He was cool in my book because, come on, he was watching Hard Target. I was like, oh, yeah.
Not only that, he gave it's his kid, right? He gave his kid a freaking motorcycle. How dope is that?
Yeah, it's not even his biological one, clearly.
Yeah, it's like his stepson, right?
But like,
hey,
the
here's
fact
a
that,
bike I'm not using, you know, rock
exactly.
On,
he's like, all right, cool. Yeah. Like, my stepson is showing up late every day because he has a bike, so I'm going to upgrade him. Even the little things, again, that character didn't get a lot of screen time, but with the few scenes he did get were great because we saw the love he had for Corey and how much he wanted to take care of Corey and wanted to make sure he was happy. It sucks that we didn't get much time in that relationship. Because again, there's good ideas in this. They just weren't executed properly.
See, I caught it right away when the name Halloween Ends pops up. And with like we talked about the Halloween 3 font, I'm like, immediately you triggered. I'm like, this is going to be different. It's going to be something completely different. And a lot of the people that are used to the same formula are not going to like it. Because I had my doubts. And then, but as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a step back and just enjoy whatever happens. And the thing is, I'm arguing with somebody about this movie. I always ask them, hey, did you like Halloween 3? If they say yes, then I explain to them exactly this, 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 and this. They were following the same premise. Granted, they kind of changed it up a little bit. More or less, it was the same thing. It was going against the grain. And then when someone says no, I'm like, nope, your point's invalid. Conversation.
Hey, wait a minute. So is that a jab at me because I didn't like part three because I didn't understand it? Look at that face, you bastard! You bastard! I knew it. It's all right. It's fine.
But like I said, but it took how long for Halloween 3 to finally get the recognition that it is? At least like 20 years before people were like, hey, I like this. This is dope.
I liked Rob Zombie ones before I watched part three.
No zombie.
Yeah, you heard me say it. What?
No. Listen, fighting words, sir. No.
I
personally like Season of the Witch. I liked it. I think if Season of the Witch was not released as Halloween 3 Season of the Witch and it was just its own thing, I think it would have gotten a much better cult following. What Toxic J just said with the font, you're expecting something different. I'm cool with different. Different's fine. But when you're not knowing what direction you're going with this difference, you know, it just doesn't work. It's like, what are you doing here? Are you trying to spin off and do other Halloween films without Michael and without Laurie? Or are you fully closing this chapter?
You know, actually, I'm not going to put 100% blame on David Gordon Green or even Blumhouse. Done like a little bit of research and all that other stuff. So I don't really know if this was their intentions to go this route. A lot of it has to do with the whole pandemic. Because originally, they were supposed to film Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends back to back. That didn't happen for two reasons. One, it was like intense scheduling. And two, you know, the global pandemic stopped everything. So maybe they had to just like kind of like, okay, what can we do and, you know, change up a bit. I'm not 100% sure on that. But like I said, that could be a factor too.
I would still give a lot of credit to David Gordon Green for breathing fresh air to the Halloween franchise. I'm not going to take any credit away from him. The cinematography was still great. The acting was still great from everyone, even though Allison was getting on my goddamn nerves and I was hoping she was going to die. It's like, damn it, Corey, at least take out this bitch. Why kill yourself?
I understand that.
So what did you guys actually think when, you know, Corey donned on the mask and just started killing? I mean, I like, those are actually some of my favorite kills.
I liked it.
Especially the DJ.
I was thrown off by it just by a touch initially because I didn't know where they were going with the storyline. But once they started to unfold it, I was like, oh, okay, this will be kind of cool. This will be the correct way to keep the Michael Myers lore and legacy going if you go down this avenue. And that's why I got really upset when they cut it short. No pun intended, but legitimately, Michael Myers' knife, they cut it short. And I was like, well, that was just a big waste of everybody's time. And again, I'm not going to sit there and poo on Blumhouse and all that. I give Blumhouse credit because, or Blumhouse, sorry, Blumhouse. I give them credit because they at least take the risks and the chance of bringing different types of horror movie genres and horror movie themes and storylines, and they put them out there. They may not all be successful. You may be able to catch a good chunk of them at the 99-cent store, but they're still not that bad, halfway decent, so I like the way they did it, but again, it was the storyline, the change-ups in the storyline. That's what primarily bothered me about Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I think Blumhouse has done a lot of great stuff. I respect them for even taking on this big IP like Halloween. Ends was a bit of a drop the ball for me. I'm curious on their future projects, if they are going to continue Halloween. I know right now they're working on an Exorcist remake. Let's see how that goes. And they're also working on Image Comics Spawn of adapting something. So are we going to get technically it will be Halloween 5 in this new timeline, you know, without, because again, I liked Corey. I liked that he picked up the mask. At first, I thought maybe he was going to go with the Scarecrow mask, which I thought, oh, okay, cool. You have a different mask. You know, I wish they used one of the Season of the Witch ones.
No, I think that Scarecrow one was like an homage to like the original, where like he, you know, he had the whole clown mask. So now he kind of has like, it was a simple mask.
Yeah,
so
it was Corey like one of those plastic masks. I didn't think about that. I think like the way it's just like a plastic, more to his clown mask from the original. True, 100%. I didn't mind him wearing the Michael mask. It's like the Dark Knight trilogy idea of anyone can be Batman. Anyone can be behind that symbol. If you bring that idea to Michael Myers, cool. Anyone can don that mask. Anyone can be the boogeyman.
So if you think about it, Corey was just cosplaying Michael Myers. So for the cosplayers that are cosplay as Michael Myers, shouldn't get mad, but it's funny how they do. I'm like, okay, whatever, bro.
At the end of the day, everyone's paying respects to a favorite horror icon they like to portray.
I don't know. Like I said, I just think in this day and age, and I said it once and I'll say it a million times, just there is no perfect horror movie. Doesn't matter.
That's
everybody's gonna complain about everything nowadays. Oh, this I didn't like this character. Oh, the camera angle was way too off, or you know, the sound was too low. XYZ, whatever. It's just like you can't please everyone. And
that's facts, though. 100% facts. It's
you
true.
Know. So let me ask you guys this. Yes, okay. Halloween Ends is probably not the popular in the three. Now going forward, maybe 5-10 years. You can't deny that this will probably have a cult following just for this sequel, like Halloween has.
It probably will, but again, with you know, me coming along later on and becoming a little bit more of a horror aficionado compared to you guys being long standing horror fans, with the way they end the movie, there is no definitive way you could creatively bring it back to where it can pick up where something left off in the right way. This has to be the death of it. If you reboot it, it's already been rebooted so many damn times. You're squeezing blood from a rock at this point. Let that dog lie. It is dead. It gave us a few different decades of storyline and love and lore for the character. Let it fucking go.
Yeah, let it go. If Blumhouse ends up coming out saying, hey, we are doing a new Halloween, and it's like maybe titled Halloween, a new evil or something, but it has nothing to do with Michael, has nothing to do with Laurie Strode, I'm behind it. Give me some new creative stories.
I'd be down for it if they show it's Allison that snapped and then now she became a killing machine. I'd be down for that.
I'd be down for that too.
Okay, well, okay, see, that's the thing. Going back 1 year ago, David Gordon Green, Jamie Lee Curtis literally said that Halloween Ends is going to divide the fan base. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. So why is it so surprising that people are all pissed off about it? They told you a year ago. You had a fucking year to prepare. So don't act like it was a surprise to you. But yet still people fucking do. And it's just, all right, dude, I'm done. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the sensationalism. They're doing it for the point of misdirection. They wanted you to think that was going to be the end. They didn't really, in fact, you as a fan didn't really like expect it to be a true end to an origin story type situation. And now that it is, they're all pissed off. But it's like, I'm good with it. We got a lot out of it. I'm totally happy with the way it is. Give a different horror movie a chance. Give another original idea a chance. Bring something else out from it. It's cool. I'm not mad. It was a decent movie. I'm not going to say it was grandiose. It was good. I had my issues with the killing, but that's me. That's what I have to deal with. I'm fine with that.
I think once you give people time, like what Dr. J said earlier, give people some time within like 5 years to like revisit this. I think maybe then they'll appreciate the direction they were going. Like how back in the day, again, when Season of the Witch came out, people were like, where's Michael Myers? Well, like, how's this Halloween 3? People were confused. See, people come back. I know I'm going to revisit it. Maybe if I watch all four films back to back to back to get a full story arc, maybe then, okay, you know, maybe I'll like it a little bit better if it wasn't for dumbass Allison, but, you know.
I don't know if it's a coincidence or this was actually properly planned. I mean, due to the pandemic and everything, this year actually marks the 40th anniversary of Halloween 3. So releasing a Halloween movie 40 years after a completely different one, I mean, yes, the normal moviegoers won't put those things together. But for the people that love this franchise or even in the horror scene, that was like a flag. Hey, they're going to do something different. Don't expect what we've been throwing at you, you know, the last two films. Dude, it was like right there, clear as day. Still in the end, people want to bitch and moan about it. Be that as it may, look, I've seen Ant-Man defeat Michael Myers with magic stones. I've seen Busta Rhymes karate kick the fuck out of Michael. Some nerd named Corey, this isn't the worst thing in the horror franchise or the Halloween franchise. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's true, you know. And you've got you as the fan base and the fans listening to our podcast, you guys have heard us. We talked about Halloween 2018. We've talked about Halloween Kills. And now we're talking about Halloween Ends. You're just going to have to put your big boy or big girl or whatever gender identifying marker you have to form of pants on to be able to swallow this pill of either achievement or despair. And we're just going to have to move forward from this. I mean, are we still on this? Are we getting out of here, guys? Are we officially coming to an end of this podcast for Halloween Ends? Oh, you know, I had to put the pun in there.
Oh, of course. Let me ask you guys a question then. Well, I know this doesn't really relate to you, Tom, because you're a cheap bastard. But Ed, would you actually buy this?
Oh, yeah. I buy it.
Yeah, you know.
I buy it.
I'm waiting for
a Blumhouse box set, separate timeline to the original box set. I buy it.
I know they're going to release a box set with the trilogy. I want the Steelbook, but it really depends on the whole, what the three pack is. If it's that, like, yeah, that cheapy standard one, no, I'm good.
If it's a cheap standard one, like what Sony did for the Spider-Man trilogy, I'm passing on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they give me like a nice box set with the Blumhouse trilogy, I'm definitely going to buy it. That way I can have the two separate timelines separate.
We'll just give Zom the digital code.
I'll hook up my boy Zom as always.
And to jump back over to TJ, you bastard. Yes, I am cheap, but I'll pick it up for a good price. I ain't going to pay no $30 for it.
Cheap.
Yeah, and?
He's a cost saver.
That's right. So overall, TJ, are you going to help us bring this to a close? What's our overall rating? Let's go down that scale.
Of course, of course. So let me ask you guys first, like 1 to 5. We'll do a 1 to 5. What do you rate it, Zom?
Ends, I would have to say about a 3.5.
Not bad, not bad. What about you, Ed?
For Ends, I'm going to give it a three out of five, just because there are worse, like you mentioned, there are worse Halloween films than this.
I'd probably give it about a 4.5.
Of course you would.
You know what, though? Like, is it a perfect movie? No, it is not. Discuss what horror movie is. If they cut a little, maybe 10 to 15 minutes out of just some of the dialogue from each scene, it would have been way higher. But that, I was just like, okay, this is a little long. I'm still digging it, but it's a little long. Other than that, like I said, have no issue with it.
All right, you guys, so you've heard our thoughts and ideas and opinions of what they could have done, should have done, and what was the final product that we got. Hopefully, like Ed always goes for, we get a unrated version, so that way we get more scenes and sequences that we may have missed that they can actually maybe add to the subplot or the main plot of the movie. TJ, of course, was shitting on me being a cheap bastard, but you know, that is neither here nor there. That's me. I'm trying to save pocketbook money. That's just how it is. You guys got the ratings for the movie. And like I said earlier, this one's finally coming to an end since it's the Halloween Ends episode. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, what the hell? Who's knocking? We're recording. TJ, why don't you go see who it is?
All right. All right, before I do, actually, I want to let our listeners know we didn't give really too many spoilers. Just some, not a lot. It's still out in theaters, and it's still streaming on Peacock. So we just gave you our initial thoughts. But oh, God damn it. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Who the hell is
we're recording
on my door?
What's going on?
Maybe it's a pizza, dude. Is it pizza?
Did you order pizza? I'm going down my record. Did you order pizza?
I'm like a Ninja Turtle, bro. I need pizza. You know, check that, it. Man. Might be the pizza dude.
Hold on. Let me go open it. God damn it. Yeah. What do you want? Wait. Why are you wearing that? Where's my pizza?
Hey, man. Are you cracking jokes?
What the?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, god damn it. Not again.
Oh, no. Fuck. I'm out. I'm gone.
No,
fuck this.
No. DJ? Toxic?
Fuck this.
Oh,
Adam.
Damn. I'm no.
Gone.
No.
I'm gone. Fuck this.
My leg.
I'm too pretty to die. Fuck you.